Bill Shakespeare Project presents This Week in Shakespeare for the week ending Monday, March the 5th, 2018. Hola, Bartophiles, and welcome to the 191st episode of This Week in Shakespeare, a podcast brought to you by the Bill Shakespeare Project. This is our weekly opportunity to let you know about the latest and greatest in Willie Shakespeare headlines coming at you every Tuesday. The goal here is to hit you with a quick blast, no more than 10 minutes tops, of Bard-related news. Plus, we'll try to serve up some historical dates for what were the past 7 days of the year. So, this week's news stories included: The Telegraph reviewed a new daytime drama out of Britain called Shakespeare and Hathaway, Private Investigators. No, this is not an Elizabethan procedural. It's just two people, one a former hairdresser, solving mysteries, who happen to be named Shakespeare and Hathaway. Alrighty then. ICFlorida.com ran the announcement by Orlando Shakespeare Theater of their 2018 lineup, including Hamlet and Richard II. NBC29 in Virginia ran a piece on the American Shakespeare Center's Playwriting Contest, which over the next 20 years will seek out companion pieces for each of the Bard's plays. The ASC is located in Staunton, Virginia. The satire site The Onion, on occasion of so many calling for the arming of teachers in the wake of yet another school shooting, ran a piece titled English Teacher Already Armed with Deadly Weapon Called Shakespeare. Pretty funny. Broadway World previewed the upcoming production of All's Well That Ends Well by Independent Shakespeare Company in Los Angeles in March and April. And finally, the Siskiyou Daily reviewed Henry V by Oregon Shakespeare Festival, running in Ashland through October, giving it a rave review and calling it a beautiful, poetic, and complex piece of theater. Now, let's take a look back on the last 7 days and how they relate to Shakespearean history, both his and the history in his plays. On February 27, 1902, American writer and novelist John Steinbeck was born. His last novel, written in 1961, was titled The Winter of Our Discontent, a reference to the opening line of Shakespeare's Richard III. On February 28, 1923, Charles Durning was born. He was an American actor who got his first break when Joe Papp cast him in a bit part in a Shakespeare in the Park production in 1962. March the 1st is St. David's Day, a national holiday of celebration in Wales, which is mentioned in Henry V. On March the 2nd, 1316, Robert II of Scotland was born, an ancestor of the future King James I of England and King James VI of Scotland. According to the legend, he was a descendant on his father's side of Fleance, the son of Banquo from the play Macbeth. On March the 3rd, 1592, the first part of Henry VI was first performed at the Rose Theatre, at least according to the diary of Philip Henslowe. Also on this date in 1793, English actor William Macready was born. Known for his Shakespearean roles, he toured the U.S. in the early 1840s to great success. However, a tour in 1849 resulted in riots at the Astor Place Theater, also known as the Shakespeare Riots. On March the 4th, 1989, Phoebe Cates married Kevin Kline, an American actor who has done his share of Shakespeare, from Richard III, Much Ado, Henry V, Falstaff and Henry IV Part 1 and 2, and plus Hamlet. On March the 5th, 1324, David II Bruce, King of Scots, was born. He was a descendant of the historical Duncan, who was killed by Macbeth. And that was your week in Shakespeare. You have been listening to the Bill Shakespeare Project presentation of This Week in Shakespeare for the week ending Monday, March the 5th, 2018. For our blog and previous TWIZ episodes, including links to the news stories we've covered, as well as the real Bill Shakespeare Project podcast, check us out at thebillshakespeareproject.com. And we'll catch you next week. Shakespeare fans, need a poster to hang in your room? Teachers, need some nifty handouts for your students to peruse as you introduce them to the Bard? or you're just in the mood for some printable versions of some of the cool infographics found on this website. Well, regardless of how you answered those questions, I've got a scratch for that itch, a solution for that problem. Check out the Bill Shakespeare Project page on the Teachers Pay Teachers website. You can find character maps for Romeo and Juliet and Julius Caesar, previewing the characters and their relationships to one another. I've also got geographical maps so your students can wrap their heads around travels within the plays Troilus and Cressida. Yes, even TNC gets some love. All's Well That Ends Well as well. See what I did there? Plus Pericles and Othello. There's also handouts on the so-called history in Macbeth and Julius Caesar, time in Romeo and Juliet, and violence in Titus Andronicus. Also, you'll find entire packets of handouts for both King Lear and Macbeth, including scene-by-scene timelines and the interactions as well as relationships between the characters. And I'll be adding even more soon. Plus, this is where you can find the printable version of the new and improved periodic table of Shakespeare. Some of these are for free, and some are for purchase, but all can be found on the Bill Shakespeare Project page on teacherspayteachers.com. Oh, and if you want to purchase a pre-printed poster-sized version of that periodic table, well then head on over to the Bill Shakespeare Project page on redbubble.com. Links to both of these sites can be found in the left-hand margin of this website.